Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. The question for today is, what are we eating and what are we drinking? Was reading John chapter 6 verse 54, and here Jesus is talking about that very thing. He's speaking to a crowd of people, and here he says, but anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise that person at the last day. So this is why I ask, what are we eating? What are we drinking? Every day we eat and we drink in order to survive, right? And when we eat things, we don't want anything that's past date. We don't want anything bad. When we drink things, even if it's water, we don't want stale water that's been sitting on a countertop for 3 days. We want fresh water from the faucet, or maybe we buy a cold, fresh bottle of water from the store. Why? Because we know that whatever we put in affects our the way that we perform all throughout our day, whether it's at work or at school, and just simply how we live. It's very important to watch what we take in. No different. And this is what Jesus was saying. Listen, if you eat of my flesh, if you take in my word, if you seek me as the only hope of living a life that is pure and holy before God, you will find the life that only I can give. Take me in. You know, pray for my, you know, for me to come into your life, to go deeper. Seek my presence. Don't stop. Every day, let me be the one that nourishes your soul. You see, it's impossible to please God without Jesus. It's impossible to truly worship. It's impossible to find God and to live in holiness, because Jesus himself is holiness. He is possible. He is everything that we need. But we have to eat and drink of his goodness, his presence, and his word. Many choose to eat and drink from this world, to do things the way the world says to do things, to go after the things that the world says to go after, whether it be money, fame, success. But today, Jesus gives us the word saying, come, let me give you eternal life, for I myself am eternal life. If you eat and drink of me and of my presence, realizing that I am the only hope of true glory, I am the only hope of God coming on the inside, no longer on the outside, we truly can commune with him today. What a wonderful word that the Lord has given us. What a wonderful, hopeful joy that we can take, knowing that we can commune with our Savior. He doesn't want to be on the outside. He wants to be on the inside. So what are we eating today? Will we eat of his goodness and of his word? What are we drinking today? Will we drink of his presence, knowing that he truly is the only one that satisfies and the one that raises us up with himself? May you be satisfied today in the Lord Jesus. May you take hope knowing that we can drink from an everlasting well that springs up on the inside. May we find hope today knowing that we don't have to walk around hungry in our spirit. We don't have to walk around hungry in our soul, desperate, but simply filled and satisfied with the love of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for all that you've done at the cross.